Freely Happen Radio Show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here today. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I want to talk a little bit about this drone situation. As you're probably already aware, the people of Pakistan are very upset over all of the innocent bystanders being killed in these U.S. drone strikes. There is concern that many of the people being targeted for the drone strikes may not, in fact, be guilty of any crime, but are simply being fingered for the very generous reward money being offered by the Central Intelligence Agency. We saw this happen down in Iraq, where innocent people who had done nothing wrong were grabbed off the street, flown to Guantanamo, or locked up in Abu Ghraib, and tortured, some of them to death, for information they did not have, did not possess, especially the location of the weapons of mass destruction. Because in a war zone, people are desperate for money. And you wave enough money around and somebody will say, yeah, that guy over there, he was rude to my sister once before. I think he's a terrorist. Well, apparently, we reported yesterday that Pakistan is considering legal action against the CIA head of the drone program, both because of the killing of innocent people and because of something called the signature attack, where the drone operators who are in this little air-conditioned, comfortable room in Nevada, you know, in front of a console that looks like, you know, a computer game, and they're flying these drones that are on the other side of the world killing people. And if they see anything they think looks suspicious, they are free to attack. And there was one story where there was an attack almost carried out on what was thought to be a militant planning an improvised explosive device, and at the last second realized it was just a kid playing in the street. Now, BBC has actually come out with a report saying part of the problem with these drones, because they are so remote from Nevada to Pakistan, because they're watching what's going on through these thermal imaging screens or night vision screens, it's so emotionally disconnected, it's simply too easy to kill people. You don't see them as human. They're just blips on a screen. And it's the gaming mentality takes over. Get that one and that one and that one. I know some of the drone pilots are having problems with this, that they're just sitting in a comfortable room killing people on the other side of the world. That's why the military is coming up literally with decorations for drone pilots who have suffered greatly in their air-conditioned easy chair, you know, pushing a button and wiping out people on the other side of the world. So they're going to come up with a valor medal for that kind of thing to reassure them they're doing the right thing. The Nazis were very, very big on that, too, had a medal for everything. If you felt the least bit bad about what you were doing, don't worry. There's a medal to make you feel better. Really big on the regalia situation. And they're basically saying it is simply these drones have made it too easy to kill and not take responsibility for the fact whether you're killing somebody who needs to be killed or not, or you're just wiping off dots on a screen. And that's really what it all comes down to. And they're not taking responsibility. I sometimes think that we would probably have a lot less war if we went back to the days where you had to face your enemy and try and kill each other with swords and look into their eyes and smell their fear and realize that was another person just like you that you were putting to death. But these guys in the easy chairs in Nevada, they're not facing any risk. The only danger they risk is, you know, getting into a traffic accident driving to and from work. They risk nothing to go and basically inflict death on the other side of the planet. And when you make war and killing that easy and that inhumane, you're going to have a lot more of it, sadly. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on Earth. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Peter in California. Aloha. Peter, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. Talking about the drones and how that mass murder becomes very perverted and so on. And I wanted to remind everybody of the American experience in Vietnam with Operation Phoenix, which was a huge assassination effort by the United States. And it was designed initially to wipe out the Viet Cong shadow infrastructure, shadow government, and all the local hamlets and all that. And it's kind of what we're doing with drones in Pakistan and Afghanistan. And what happened, and nobody knows for sure, but it's well over 20,000 people were assassinated in the Phoenix program. But they found out that in the end, the people who were getting targeted in this things were people who might have had a feud going on with somebody else, and their name was put on the assassination list, or even romantic rivals,
yes,
that kind of thing. And these people somebody had an eye on their property that they wanted, or whatever it might be, it gets totally perverted, and then here it's even added worse because you don't even have, you know, it's. It's just ridiculous. I might make one point. This is changing the whole nature of war, this whole drone thing that you alluded to with the medals and so on. Mm-hmm. Napoleon once said that morale is to all other factors as 3 is to 1. and you needed to have morale to close with the enemy. And I'm an old infantryman. You have to have people. You can't manage a person out of a hole and up a hill. You have to lead them. They have to be motivated. But you know what? You don't have to do that with a drone. There's no courage at all involved in this. And so the very nature of war, as Clausewitz, you know, talked about it with morale and,
yes.
and you know, the
so
people in the
too.
Army and the, and whatever, and it's all being changed with drones. And the morale factor is being taken out of. There's no draft. There doesn't have to be any righteousness in it. All you need are sociopaths at a computer screen.
They don't even have to be sociopaths. I mean, if you're looking at a computer display, it's very easy to ignore the fact those are real people out there. It's just a graphic display. It's like people who go out for naval combat and they talk about sinking ships or sinking submarines, and it's a little bit of a dodge. It's a way of pretending there aren't real live human beings inside those targets. And when you're, of course, I will concede, when you're in naval combat, the people who are in those ships and submarines and enemy aircraft are there for the same reason you are, which is to prevail. But when you're talking about targeting innocent people on the ground and you dehumanize it, it just makes this kind of abuse very easy. And it's kind of weird because I was listening to this whole thing about killing being so easy and clean. And I'm a big fan of the original Star Trek series back in the 1960s, which was asking too many uncomfortable questions, which is why it only went for 3 seasons. Yet it spawned, of course, this film franchise and spin-off series. And there was an original series episode called A Taste of Armageddon. And it involved these two planets in the same solar system. They'd all begun as the same people, and then one group went over to the neighboring planet and terraformed it. And over time, they wound up at war with each other. But because they didn't want to destroy their respective civilizations, the wars were fought entirely with computers. And when the computer told you you were dead in an attack, you had to voluntarily walk into a disintegration chamber. And you would simply vanish instantaneously and you wouldn't feel anything. And the war had gone on for like 500 years. And so the Enterprise shows up and immediately violates the Prime Directive not to interfere by blowing up the computers. And...
Hello?
Kirk has this line at the end who says, hello, can you hear me? Okay, Crystal, can you hear me? Okay, all right, so let me finish up on this story here. At the very end, Captain Kirk has this comment he makes. You made war too clean. You made it something not to be afraid of. War is supposed to be messy. It's supposed to be bloody. It's supposed to be horrible. So that you have a reason not to fight it. And that's exactly where we are with this whole drone warfare thing. We have made the murder of innocents on the other side of the world so detached and dehumanized, it's easy to do. And that means there's going to be more of it. And I really do think, you know, wars ought to be fought from now on by the leaders of the warring nations. Let's put them in an arena with swords and loincloths and let them go at it if they think it's that important to do. But as long as they can sit in their marble palaces and send other people's children out to commit mass murder wrapped in a pretty flag, we're going to have more of it, especially if that mass murder is detached and robotic and remote. We're getting dangerously close to the world portrayed in the Terminator movies of these completely autonomous robots just running around killing everything that moves. And I think we need to back off from that. All right, so I guess our caller has dropped. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We are still experiencing some technical issues, sadly. And I'm not exactly sure what's going on. I think the line out here to Hawaii is a little overloaded because of some of those backbone machines on the West Coast that are currently offline. So let's see, moving right along. Now, you probably have been paying attention to the scandal over at the BBC involving this former host named Jimmy Savile, who has now passed away. And they were getting ready to lionize him and looking back a retrospective of what a great guy he was. And he began with Top of the Pops, which was BBC's ripoff of American Bandstand. And I used to work for Dick Clark, and everybody said, "Ah, BBC is just copying from us." And they were at the time. Now it's the other way around. U.S. is copying their shows. Then Seville also had a show called Jim'll Fix It, where he used his celebrity to try and correct certain situations out there, and he's very, very popular. Since his passing, though, a lot of people have come forward to say that he was a regular serial child molester, and BBC covered it up. Well, now that has reached the New York Times, because the New York Times chairman, Arthur Sulzberger, tapped Mark Thompson, former head of the BBC, to take over the New York Times. Well, apparently, now he's caught up in the cover-up allegations regarding Jimmy Savile and all these kids. Bunch of really sick people over there in the corporate media. I guess if you're molesting little kiddies and covering up for it, lying about wars and economy and political stuff seems like small potatoes. Maybe the two go hand in hand. When your entire existence is a fraud, including the news, you just sort of get used to the idea of, you know, what we're putting out to the public is one thing, and I can just do whatever the heck I feel like doing behind the scenes, and I'll be protected because I'm really good at telling the lies to the public here. Oh, my goodness here. Let's see. You ought to go out to some of those websites with celebrity mugshots and look up Larry King. Boy, does he have a colorful past. Now, down in Haiti, kind of a weird situation, following that huge earthquake they had down there, a lot of American investment is pouring in there, and there was a big star-studded debut for an industrial park that's been built about 100 miles from Port-au-Prince. And the Clintons were down there. Sean Penn was down there. Ben Stiller was down there. Donna Karan, British business magnate Richard Branson are all down there at this new Carolco Industrial Park. It's going to create thousands of jobs. I wonder what these new jobs are going to pay and if this isn't just another sweatshop for these people to invest in to maximize their profits back home. Something just tells me they haven't done this out of the goodness and generosity of their hearts. And Haiti is the new sweatshop in this hemisphere. All right, if you're using Android smartphones, apparently there is a major problem with some of the apps leaking personal details. Apparently, 8% of the Android apps tested fail to protect bank account and social media login information. They fail to implement standard scrambling systems, which allow man-in-the-middle attacks. And again, for all this talk about convenience and security, they're not. Why? Because as the economy tightens up, the providers of these apps are just thinking about making that next sale. And they're not testing, they're not evaluating, they're not being careful. They just want to get it to market and get the sales figures running, get the cash registers ringing in time for the holiday shopping season. And you really should not be trusting important data to the computers in this day and age between the hackers, weak security, some of it intentional to assist government surveillance of you, and of course because the government itself peeking at what you're doing. You need to keep your private life a little more private. Computers make great appliances, and that's how you should treat them. Just like it's a stove or the washing machine. You can use them without putting your personal life out there on display. It's what you need to do. Apparently, one of the online advertising companies has lost a lawsuit over the fact that their particular sampling of users could not be blocked. I'm trying to find that one again. I'll have to find it during the next commercial break, which are coming on here right now. Meanwhile, as you're probably already aware, there is a renewed push to try and grant more power and control to copyright holders or their assignees to protect intellectual property rights, and some of it's getting a little bit ridiculous out there. We're going to take a break for commercials, and when we come back, we'll give you a couple of examples of that.
you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
How do we stop this evil from moving forward? Dehumanizing, or we supposed to hate? How can we stop this atrocity of war, which destroys our conscience to the point of no return, and numbs us to the murder of innocence as we try to run away from the constant nightmares of the dead and the dying?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about some of this computer stuff. And I did find this company. It was called Kiss Metrics, and they've settled a lawsuit which accused the company of violating law by creating tracking methods that were being used by Hulu and Spotify that could not be blocked. And their system would allow them to recreate cookies after users deleted them, and even track and identify users who were trying to block cookies. And so they got sued because we do have a right to privacy, and if we want to turn off cookies, we can. And if we want to delete cookies, we can. And this Kiss Metrics said, we don't care what you want. We're going to get information on you. And they've settled that lawsuit. Now, we're getting into this fight between the holders of copyrights and those who believe in a free and open internet. And unfortunately, fuel has been added to the fire by those who are trafficking in copies of music and movies without permission. the content pirates. They've made life very difficult for the rest of us, because instead of putting the content pirates in prison, what the industry has done is load us all up with DRM software that slows our machines down, causes problems, make things impossible to use. I've already told you about this story where when I built this machine I'm using right now, it's got a Blu-ray drive in there and a video card, and I'm mastering Blu-ray discs now. And I figured, what the heck, I'll play a Blu-ray disc on my machine while I'm working, and I get it in there, and I've got the legally licensed software to play Blu-ray, and it comes back and says, you don't have the correct chip in your monitors to play digitally protected content. These are brand new monitors. I'm not going to go out and buy brand new monitors just for watching Blu-ray. There's nothing that good on them anyway coming out of Hollywood these days. So, you know, I just gave up and said, all right, I'm not going to watch the movies any longer. But, I mean, it's just that kind of interference where the solution is to sell you another product you don't want. The special chip, the special decoder, the special this, the special that. And by the way, yes, somebody did send me a Blu-ray player that doesn't look for all these special chips, which technically is also a violation of whatever. But I just gave up. Just said, screw it. There's nothing worth watching anyway. So I'm not looking at Blu-ray on my computer anymore. In fact, I'm right now with my Toshiba TV out, I'm not looking at Blu-rays anywhere. And surprisingly enough, I'm not even missing it all that much. So anyway, there's this new thing called the Six Strikes, okay, that is going after BitTorrent on where they're going to be monitoring all BitTorrent traffic as an agreement between the Motion Picture Association of America, the Recording Industry Association of America, and all the major internet service providers. And they're saying that to guarantee the accuracy of the evidence that will be used for accusations and prosecutions, the parties agreed to hire an impartial and independent technology expert. However, the independent expert turned out to be a former Recording Industry Association of America lobbying group. They're not impartial. They're going to be out there screaming at everybody. And to show you how incredibly silly and over the top this has become, we have this story coming out of Amazon and their Kindle. And the story basically is there's this woman named Lynn who has an account with had an account with Amazon. And because she travels a lot, she has a lot of books that she has legally purchased from Amazon on her Kindle. And the story is that without notice and without explanation, Amazon canceled her account and as part of their end user agreement, remotely erased the contents of her Kindle. All the books she ever bought, or to be more accurate, rented from Amazon, were remotely erased from her device. So she complains, and she gets back a reply from Amazon saying that her account is directly related to another account that was closed for abuse of copyright policies. And it says, you know, under the rules of which you agreed to the contract with Amazon, we have the right to legally remotely erase your Kindle of our contact. Thank you very much. And so she writes back and says, what other account am I associated with? I only have the one account. This is it. And I've been using it regularly, as you can tell by my purchasing history. What is this other account? And Amazon writes back and says, our corporate policy does not allow us to explain to you the other account to which you've been linked and what they were doing. And by the way, you are banned from Amazon permanently. This is basically where this whole digital rights management is going. This woman was accused of her account somehow being connected to another account, which she was unaware of. Amazon won't explain it, won't say they're not allowed to explain it, won't give her a chance to clear her name. They've canceled her account, basically erased her Kindle. This is like breaking into your living room and stealing all the books back off your bookshelf that you bought at the bookstore. And they will not ever allow her to have another account. Okay, well, Lynn, go back to paper books, because once you have that paper book, they can't take it away from you. So stay away from Amazon, stay away from Kindle. It looks to me like this is a mistake. They made a mistake on this lady. They don't want to admit it, so they're going to get all corporate and say, the way it is. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We have this story about this Amazon Kindle deal on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. And I'm already getting emails from people saying, are you kidding what this is about? So let me recap it one more time. Because my wife's Pan Digital tablet had died after just 4 months, and I have no intentions of acquiring a new one, even under warranty, with a performance record like that, I was looking at the Kindles. You know, to get her something that she can read because the iPhone is really too small for her. And I was looking at the Kindle, but after this story, not going to happen. No way. The deal is this lady named Lynn had a Kindle, had a contract with Amazon, was buying a lot of books to have on the Kindle because she's doing a lot of traveling. Without warning or advance notice, Amazon cancels her contract and remotely erases her Kindle. When she complains about it, Amazon says her account is somehow associated with another account that was doing something in violation of the terms of the contract. And when she comes back and says, I only have the one account, can you explain further? And Amazon says, no, We have looked at the situation. We have determined that your account is linked to this other account. They're in violation. We have the right to remotely erase your Kindle. And that's basically where the matter has ended. And so at this point, I'm certainly not going to be looking at Kindles or Amazon anytime soon. All righty, let's see what else is going on. Another thing you need to keep an eye out about the about your computer stuff. You probably, if you're a parent and you have a young teen, you're probably aware of this kind of sort of a phenomenon called sexting, where kids are starting to sort of explore their own sexuality by posting provocative pictures of themselves online, even though technically it makes them guilty of trafficking in child porn. And it's sort of, one way to look at it is kind of a harmless flirtation. And it's certainly safe than, doing you show me yours and I'll show you mine in person, where things could get out of control. But apparently there are these so-called parasite porn websites that have bots crawling the net looking for pictures that kids are just sending to each other, even adults, like that teacher who had her topless photos on the iPhone that accidentally synced with the iPad in class. And they're grabbing these pictures without permission and putting them on these sort of porn collective websites without the permission of the users. And it's kind of weird here, where Amazon is going to erase a Kindle for maybe some very tenuous link to another user account that may have broken the rules, and they won't be clarified about that. But nobody's making a big deal about these porn websites going out and snarfing people's personal sexual pictures. Now remember, under copyright law, everything is copyrighted at the moment of its creation. You don't have to necessarily register it. Everything is copyrighted by its creator at the moment of creation. That includes pictures this teacher took of herself without her clothes on. And so if these porn sites are basically snarfing them up with bots and putting them on their website, that's theft of content. Why aren't we going after those websites? Anyway. Donald Trump is back out here screaming that he has some great revelation about Barack Obama. He's been all over the talking shows yesterday and today about the big bombshell revelation that he will announce tomorrow. No hints about it. I hope he's not going to drag up that birth certificate thing again, because I am sick and tired of that story. I am sick and tired of that whole story. And basically, at this point, you need to understand, the White House has already admitted that Barack Obama was born while his mother was still unmarried. And this is consistent with the story that we have put out, the research that we've done. There's a documentary out, Tales of My Real Father, that basically says the same thing. All this is, oh, Barack Obama's a love child. And his real father is Frank Marshall Davis, U.S. citizen, veteran of World War II, student at the University of Hawaii, part-time pornographer. And Obama's mom was one of his models. And that's it. That's the whole story. It does not challenge Obama's legal qualifications to be president. He's a natural-born citizen. And if Trump brings this up again, it gives Obama the opportunity to basically come clean about his real father and play for sympathy. Those gosh darn Republicans, they're playing dirty by dragging up my mother's sordid past and how terrible they are, and try and ride the tide of sympathy into a second term. And the race is close enough where he may be getting ready to do just that here. All righty, let's see. I'm going to take a phone call. Miles in Montana. Aloha, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I'm curious, just to change topics, I appreciate the work you're doing there, but as I understand it, the Federal Reserve Bank deal was started in 1913 and it expires next year, right?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Originally, it was supposed to have a 100-year charter, because the 20-year charters for the first and second banks of the United States were considered too short. And after Andrew Jackson refused to extend the charter for the second bank of the United States, when they decided to create the Federal Reserve, they said, we've got to have a very, very long charter. And originally it was supposed to be 100 years, but then Congress amended the charter to make it open-ended, so it doesn't have an expiration date. However, Congress does have the authority under the charter to shut the Federal Reserve down at any time. All they need to do is pay back that $1 billion the bankers loaned the government to launch the whole experiment. And, of course, in this day and age, $1 billion is not a lot of money.
Yeah, especially the way they're throwing it around. All right, and did you see the video of the Iceland foreign minister?
Of course, Congress is, yeah. Yes, I did. Isn't that great? I just love that.
I do, too. I need to get wider airplay. That's why I called in. So thank you very much. I appreciate your work, like I said, and have a great day.
All right. Well, we put up the video, and we put up his comments from the Iceland foreign minister, and he's basically up there saying government doesn't have the right to force the people to bail out banks, which is probably why you're not going to see this on the corporate-owned media. But even the IMF is saying Iceland had the right idea. Throw these crooked bankers in prison. Not the country club, you know, club fed, gentle place, but the hard-time penitentiaries. Give them a cellmate named Bubba. Says, you mop up it now. And just, you know, let them deal with that hard-time incarceration. Make the punishment fit the crime. The Icelandic people threw their bankers in prison. Those bankers should consider themselves lucky they were not in Iran, because Iran is hanging their crooked bankers. Iceland fired their government that helped the bankers loot the people. They've got a new government. The new government looked at all the mortgage interest and said all of the mortgage interest that was arrived at through fraud and manipulation is written off. It's gone. And Iceland's economy is on the way up. And even the IMF admits Iceland did the right thing. Why are we not doing it here in this country? Well, because our politicians are the finest politicians money can buy, and the money junkie bankers and Israel seem to have all the money right now. And that's really what it comes down to. This government is complicit in the destruction and fraud that has basically brought so much poverty and suffering and misery to the American people, and indeed to the people of Europe. It's all the same scam. It is time for it to go away. Private central banks do not serve the public interest. They serve the bankers' interests, and they do it marvelously well, because it is a system which just automatically draws real wealth out of society and puts it in the banker pockets. They wind up with all the real hard assets, and we're left with stacks and stacks and stacks and stacks of these pretty printed pieces of paper notes. And we wave them around like they're meaningful, and they're not, and the bankers know these are completely worthless. What they want is control. What they want is to enslave you to a belief in an obligation of debt so that you can be controlled. So, okay, there we are. Let's see. Now, there is kind of an ugly story floating around about something called experimental bone cement. And apparently this company, Synthes, a multinational medical device manufacturer, engaged in human experiments using this bone cement that left five patients dead. And apparently they were paying doctors to try and use this experimental stuff even after experiments on pigs had produced fatalities. And so it's all about the money. We got a horror story about that that we're going to be covering. Probably Claire and I are going to be covering that in the next couple of days. Probably on Friday when she comes on the show, we'll have all the details. But we got hit with a horror story of our own that we're having to deal with right now regarding the Orthodox medical establishment and the effects of Obamacare here. Down in Brazil, Monsanto is facing a loss of revenue because under Brazilian law, the patents associated with Roundup Ready seeds expired in 2010. Apparently, here in the U.S., those patents expire in 2014. Now, Monsanto will probably just change the genes around a little bit more and apply for new patents so they can keep their protection going. But apparently Monsanto has already had to basically stop collecting royalties and residuals down there. Remember we said yesterday where the UN says we're on the verge of a global food crisis, and it's being triggered by skyrocketing prices in corn, wheat, and soy, which are the crops dominated by genetically modified versions that are hideously expensive to buy the seeds. They're producing lower yields. Some cases, they're not producing any yields at all. Apparently, India, because of the disaster over the GMO cotton, is looking at a 10-year moratorium on all GMO crops inside India for the next 10 years. They don't want to have anything to do with it. As we mentioned, Al-Assad in Syria is saying no GMO food crops. They're too dangerous to the people. That's a good reason to invade the guy here. Let's see. Are you familiar with these Monster energy drinks? They're the latest rage among kids. Apparently, they are loaded with so much caffeine, they are actually linked to 5 deaths of young people who are like drinking. It's a 24-ounce can of almost pure caffeine. And there's this girl who drank a 24-ounce can one day, next day went back to the mall, drank a second 24-ounce can of Monster Energy, went into cardiac arrest. Official cause of death, cardiac arrhythmia due to caffeine toxicity. So you got to be careful about these energy drinks. California just got hit with 2 feet of snow. Gosh darn that global warming. The snow was heavy enough to get the snowplows out, even though technically it's still autumn. And we're seeing this again. We're going to have another very hard winter here in the Northern Hemisphere. They're having a very late snow last week down in Australia, paralyzed traffic in the Blue Mountains. And still the carbon Nazis are out there saying, oh, no, trust us. The world is warming. It's just feeling like it's cold. Well, that's not snow. That's white lumpy rain. And it's all because of global warming, and it's your fault, and you've got to give us carbon taxes. They lie about everything. They really do. And anytime somebody comes up to you and says, ah, conspiracies couldn't exist because too many people would know, you show them the global warming fraud. It involved governments of several nations. It involved the United Nations. It involved the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, Hadley CRU, University of East Anglia, Penn State, NASA, NOAA, all of those people were sucked into this agenda to convince you the world was getting warmer and you were to blame, and therefore you had to agree to a global environmental control, carbon taxes, carbon credits, blah, 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 blah. There it is, staked out for everybody to study, a huge, vast conspiracy to defraud and cheat the people of planet Earth. And good textbook case. And yes, Virginia, there really are conspiracies out there. Story we're getting out of Extra Public TV. Apparently, the police are trying to basically get the authority to have patrol dogs without warrants, just going through the neighborhood, sniffing around, looking for anything that might be suspicious. I think the Nazis did that. They always had the German shepherds. Yes, we're going to sniff around here and see if you've got sauerkraut or whatever it is. We're getting really Nazified in this country. We're the Fourth Reich. We really are in this country. Absolutely. All righty. Let's see. Apparently, cold fusion is making a resurgence. Now, if you remember what this whole cold fusion thing was, this is all the way back in 1989. These two scientists, Stanley Pons and Martin Fleischmann, made this claim that they were able to produce surplus energy with a very simple electrolytic cell that used heavy water, a platinum cathode, an anode, and they were producing the situation where they were getting far more heat out of this unit than could be explained by the electricity that was going in. And called it cold fusion, tabletop fusion. And then it, unknown party came in, bought up the patents, gave a huge grant to the university, and that was the last we heard of it. And ever since then, more and more scientists in other countries are saying, yeah, we're kind of getting something here. Now we're seeing, 20 years after, NASA and CERN, along with the U.S. Army military development, are saying there's something there. It may not be fusion, but there is something there that could lead to a clean, inexhaustible source of cheap, non-polluting energy. And I'm sure the oil companies are going to go, no, we can't have that. You must have oil. We must conquer the oil fields and control the world through scarcity of supply. Do you realize how much it would change the world if there really was a source of energy we could build in our backyard garage? to power our cars and our home, and we didn't need to go to the big electricity corporation or the big petroleum corporation. Our entire economy is propped up by the illusion of scarcity of supply, scarcity of oil, scarcity of electricity, scarcity of fresh water. And it's all an illusion. There are technologies out there that could provide plenty, ample energy and supply for all of us. But if we all had that, if we could break free from the grid, then we can't be controlled. We can't be sent off to war. We cannot have our wealth and labor harvested off. We got to take a break here. Nope, still got a couple more minutes here, a couple of seconds here before we start the music here. But yeah, we can't be controlled and exploited if we're able to take care of ourselves. That's why the warming periods were such a threat to the power structure. During the Roman and medieval warming periods, there was so much food growing everywhere that people didn't have to listen to the government any longer. That's why governments hate global warming. It would mean too much food and too much freedom. They need a world where you're kept dependent. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're getting some glitches in our feed here again. Going to take one final phone call before the end of the show. Ken in California. Aloha, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Basically, I just wanted to let everyone know that they are having a debate tonight with the third-party candidates, parties such as the Justice Party, Libertarian Party, Constitution Party, and Freedom Party, I believe. Basically, it starts at 8 p.m. I believe they gave it listed 8 p.m. Central. It's going to be in Chicago at the Hilton. It's going to be broadcast, I believe, on both RT.com and Al Jazeera English, at least if not their live feed, at least on their internet feed.
Okay, well, yeah, we got a link to that story up at whatreallyhappened.com right now, and we'll put up the live feed a little bit later in the day when it's going to have there. I'm almost sorry in hindsight, not that it would make any difference, but it would be nice if Ron Paul had decided to go third party, at least to show up at the debate and once more get his ideas out there. But the fact of the matter is, as we saw at both conventions, this system is completely rigged. And ordinary Americans have lost all control over their government. It's all bought and paid for by big money, Wall Street money, Israeli money, defense contractor money. And a candidate who is really of the people doesn't stand a chance. And, you know, I hate the fact that I was right about this. But earlier in the year, when everybody's talking about Ron Paul and he had all this grassroots support, and I said, I want Ron Paul to be in the White House, it's not going to happen. And
fortunately, you're correct, sir.
Unfortunately, I'm correct. And, of course, this gets back to what John F. Kennedy used to say. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. And I'm hoping to avoid it, but it does seem to be coming on, and there doesn't seem to be much of any way to stop it.
Okay, Michael, keep up the great work. Appreciate it. I just wanted to pass that along. I hadn't had a chance to go to your site, but I had just ran across this, and I've seen it's coming up this evening, and I figured I'd put it out there.
Yeah, it'll be worth looking at, and we know that Gary Johnson is on the ballot in all 50 states. And as a matter of fact, you know, if you feel you have to vote for your local contests, and you don't want to vote for either Romney or Obama, and I certainly don't want to vote for either one of them, Gary Johnson makes a good alternative. You know, at least make a statement. I know a lot of people are saying write in Ron Paul, but that's not going to work because with electronic voting machines, it takes a special paper form to do a write-in vote. And they don't have very many of those at all. It's all set up to make sure that you're going to get one of the two pre-approved candidates. And it looks to me like the media is trying to throw this to Romney as hard as they can. And, you know, it's it's the crookedest election in our nation's history. It really, really is. All righty, so we're coming up on the end of the show here, and somebody else is sending me in some stuff about Amazon and problems they're having there as well with some of the things. And it's a shame that we're seeing this whole DRM abuse to this extent. I think there was another scandal about a couple of weeks ago where somebody issued a Digital Millennium Copyright Act takedown, and it wound up shutting off like several search engines. So it's completely out of control. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well. Support Republic Broadcasting. We're almost at the end of our fundraising goal. You have no idea what is at stake unless we can keep going and keep getting the message out. Thank you very much. Talk to you tomorrow. Aloha, America.